from New Orleans. It's always good to see familiar faces when you've been gone for a while. And one of those familiar faces we welcome into the studio now, it's the generic youth minister.
Right.
Good morning. Hey guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Look at y'all. You look like you just had so much sun.
Well, we got a little sun, yeah. I guess.
You must have been out taking one of them swamp tours or something.
Yeah, matter of fact,
y'all was down there. I tell you, it was interesting. I was listening to y'all talk because I was just out there in that break room, and they like had you guys on like a speaker or something, and it was on the overhead.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually from Slidell.
Are you really?
I am. Oh. Slidell, Louisiana.
Huh.
And then after Slidell, I moved up to Monroe, and I worked at one of those like Micro Dots kiosks in Pecanland Mall. Get that frozen dots thing, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but back in Slidell, we used to have so much fun growing up there. Growing up there in them swamps, we used to race box turtles and everything. And so you put the box turtle in the dirt and it'd try to get all around that Mountain Dew bottles and everything.
Sounds crazy.
It was so crazy.
Yeah,
we'd have snake roundups and gator parties and like... swamp mixers and stuff. But then, of course, I moved up here and became a youth minister and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what? We did, based on what I recommended, we built a mission down there in that swamp, in that Honey Island swamp.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. Our church from here, we went down there and we did a mission. We went on a mission trip, and we built a mission down there, and that lasted all of about 3 months before them swamp people killed the preacher and stole all the copper wiring out of the church.
My gosh, that's terrible.
Boy,
them
awful.
Are rough people. It's really gone downhill since I was there.
Talking about a murder.
Yeah. And I tell you, them swamp people, man, their stomachs can digest anything. I've seen swamp people like eat turtle shell and all.
Oh, my.
Wow. Shell and all.
Sound like Norm.
Yeah, and I saw one eat a propeller.
Why?
That'd be kind of rough.
I saw another one swallow a Folgers can whole.
Again, why?
I don't know. They just, I guess they somehow their acids can get the nutrients out of stuff or something like that. And I'm like, you know, these people, you guys are crazy eating propellers and coffee cans. Y'all just head down to like a KFC or Long John Silver's or something like that.
Yeah, some fast food.
Maybe
place.
A Taco Bueno.
We anyway, get the idea.
Yeah, I was down there actually at the same time you guys were.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I was down there. Well, I was down there to ID the body of the preacher, and I had no idea that it was Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I was, you know, down there and went to the, you know, whatever the coroner's office and had to do that. And then I went and handed out some MREs in the Ninth Ward.
Still need it?
They're still handing those out. And then it was like Super Bowl. And
You didn't know because you're not a huge sports fan.
No. And I couldn't get a hotel room or nothing and everything. And I had to stay in the church van and I couldn't shower and stuff. And it was like the Ravens and the Dolphins playing.
No. The Ravens and 49ers.
Yeah. And I went down that Bourbon Street. Oh my God. And I mean literally pray to God because it was like a den of iniquity.
I would think you would stay as far away from Bourbon Street as possible.
Well, get this, Junior. I looked at one of these places that, like, served, I don't know what they served, but they had all these pictures out front of these girls wearing their underwear. And there was this girl standing in the doorway, and I'm looking at her. She's wearing, like, this beautiful costume. Looks like she was in a dance review or something. And I look down, and my eyes go down there to the place where you make yellow water. And I looked, and this girl had what appeared to be a penis down there tucked in her panties.
Yeah, there's no telling what you're going to see.
Got a lot of that on Bourbon Street.
What the hell? What? What?
You're all like, what?
I was like, no way, what?
Really confused, weren't you?
I had no idea what was going on down there, but Jesus needs to take care of it, whatever it is. You guys come on down to church.
Oh, I can't.
I
want to
see y'all.
Maybe we will.
I want to see y'all. Y'all probably, you know, could use a little church right now. Probably depressed, lost a lot of money on the Dolphins.
No, they weren't
the
playing.
Weren't in the Super Bowl.
I'm busy this weekend, but I think George said he would take the van with you.
I'll go down there with you.
Will you, George?
Maybe.
Will you let me come and pick you up on my motorcycle?
No, I'll just meet you down there.
Okay. You just meet me down there?
At the church.
I tell you what, we got the 8th grade handbell playing this weekend.
Okay.
Good doing. Yeah, ice cream social afterwards. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Generic youth minister. All right, it's 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, the biggest show coming to town.